Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. lamb? What is the lamb?
What is
the lamb? Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns.
Today with me in the studio here is my beautiful, wonderful wife, blessed wife, Felicia. Pastor Felicia Stephen John is here, and we've been singing to the glory of God. And wish you all God's blessings and prosperity this week in the name of Jesus. A beautiful weekend, bright, sunny weekend. And God is so good. Sent Jesus Christ to die for us on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago. And that's what we'll be talking about for the past couple of days. And we're still going to continue on this teaching for the whole of April, because this is the Easter period when we commemorate the sufferings of Jesus and his sufferings and crucifixion, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. It is God's greatest gift to mankind. It is one of the best things that ever happened to humanity, Jesus' salvation that was provided for us on Golgotha Hills. It is the best thing that God ever did to humanity to redeem mankind and to bring them back to himself. This morning, I'm just going to share very briefly certain things God laid in my heart, still on this same line of Jesus and what he did for us. One of the scriptures I'm reading this morning is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It says, though he was rich in glory, but he became poor, that we through his poverty will become rich. I'm reading again 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It says, though Jesus was rich in glory, but he became poor, that we, through his poverty, will become rich. 2 Corinthians 8, 9. God is everything, even if you talk about wealth and riches. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. 1,000 cattle on the hills belong to him. The silver and gold belong to God. God is not poor. Neither are we going to be poor. God is never poor. He has never been poor. He is the owner of the earth, the universe, the silver and gold. And everything belongs to him. So we are his followers. We are his children. He is our father. Neither are we going to be poor also, because he made provision for us to be rich. Rich spiritually, rich physically, rich financially, rich materially, rich in every way. See, in 2 Corinthians 8:9, Jesus was rich, But in order for us to be saved and delivered from poverty, he became poor on Calvary's tree. He took our poverty upon himself. He became poor. I told you it was a great exchange. It was a great substitutionary debt on Calvary's tree. He took our place. See, he became poor on Calvary's tree that we might become rich. He had to take our poverty upon himself. The other day we said he took our sicknesses, he took our diseases, and then he said the iniquity of us all was upon him, and then by his stripes we are healed. Now today, in 2 Corinthians 8:9, he now says he was rich, but he became poor, that we through his poverty will become rich. You see, Christ was rich. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. He is not a sinner, but he became sin that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He knew no sin. He didn't have any sin. He didn't commit any sin. But the scripture says he became sin that we might have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And then in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, he says Christ had to take upon himself the curses that we inherited from Adam and Eve. Every curse that was pronounced on Adam and Eve, Jesus took it upon himself. And he became a curse for us on Calvary's tree that we might be redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus was not cursed. We inherited curses from Adam and Eve and curses, you know, but Jesus, by his death on Calvary's tree, he became a curse. He took upon himself the curses that were meant for us. Every curse that was meant for us, Jesus took it upon himself, so that we will be the ones that are blessed, who have the Abrahamic blessings, Abrahamic covenant upon us. What a loving God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Then in verse 17, it says, God did not come to condemn this world, but that we might be saved through his own Son, Jesus Christ. See, what a loving God. What a loving God. For God to decide to send his only begotten Son, the only Son. Can you imagine? Would you give out your own only begotten Son? God gave out his own begotten Son, Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, to die for us and to save us. No more love can no one show except through this love. This is the highest form of love, for someone to have agreed to die in the place of someone else. It is the greatest sacrifice of all time. See, it is a great love demonstrated to mankind. And you don't toy with such things. You don't throw them under the carpet. It is so great. You won't cast food before the swine. It's a precious, it's a wonder. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, it says, Christ himself to bore our sicknesses. See? He's always taking the blood of the blessed. He will take sickness from us. He took our sin and gave us righteousness and gave us Abrahamic blessing. And now verse 9, he took our poverty and then, oh Lord, this is one. Oh, it is wonderful. I'm beautiful. Jesus has done for the soul of man that's never been told. Oh, it soul of mine, thy heart has never been. Oh, it is marvelous and beautiful what Jesus has done for the soul that has never been told. Oh, it is wonderful, lost and beautiful, that has done for the soul of man. My heart has never. has lost everything. So salvation has been opened for mankind. You wouldn't miss this opportunity for you. See? One more point I want to make in verse 8 to 10, Ephesians chapter 4, verse, he led captivity captives and he gave gifts. He led captivity captives. That are captivating you. All those powers that are working captivated them. He led captivity captives and he gave gifts. See, what a great story. A great story, man to live follow Christ, our friend, with our Lord Jesus. What a story, what a privilege, man to live this world, and make a friend with our Lord Jesus. Great story. What a great story, man to live this world of Christ and to be a friend. What a great story, great story, privilege, once and follow Christ and to make a Lord Jesus. What a great story. Ever happened to you that Jesus took your place? Go to his over 2,000 years ago. He took my place and died for me. He took your place. He took my sin. He who knew no sin will come the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. The old story, the old rugged cross, Jesus and his righteousness. And the angel said, of great joy. It is the best news that salvation has been made for you. Redemption was procured when he paid for his blood. For you to be free and to know the truth that no more slavery to Satan, no more slavery to the righteous one. Has taken your place from sin and the devil's kingdom. So for today, and I know many of you have enjoyed the word of the Rhema word, the anointed prophetic changes life, and I know God is in the name of Jesus, I pray. As many who know the truth, Lord Jesus, come into their hearts, come into their spirits, and help them to be born again, the Holy Spirit. Now is the time of salvation. Today is the hour of salvation. Don't you delay. We pray that God will confirm this word in your heart. Well, the word of God and not just the hearer alone. Amen and amen and amen. I want friends to email this link and forward it to them. Let them receive it that they might know the way to deliverance. Forward this message to all your friends all over the world, sisters and relations. Just them somehow and let them know the truth, that the truth is the Hour of Miracles radio and television ministries. Langham, Maryland, 2070. Feel free to write us radio@juno.com. Our Miracles Radio email, and you can visit our website, OurMiraclesTV.net. Feel free to call us 240-552-5899. And for those within the U.S., number 1-888-671-7853. I invite you to watch it with us at Jesus Christ Global Mission. At Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Slide 1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910, by 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, by doing a great thing, so many people are coming and they are enjoying the Word of the Miracles. I want you to come also that they will know that Jesus Christ is Lord and working with us. At Jesus Christ Global Mission, 856LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20. Just in case you need more direction, you can call our phone number, 525-899. Jesus loves you with long life and prosperity to every one of you in the name of